Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs. He was asking me whether I wanted a drink.
Oh, okay. Yes, please. I'll have a pint of Guinness, please, Andy.
Yeah, I'll have a gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic. There we are. So that's the drinks orders in because we've finished work now.
Yeah, we
don't drink
relax.
On the job.
Yeah.
But we have a drink when we've finished here at Cheltenham.
Absolutely.
And we have very much finished. So, which is why we're bringing the Clips of the Week podcast. And what did we like today? Not Clips of the Week podcast. We're about to do the Clips of the Week for tomorrow. The H&J Daily podcast. I've not had a drink yet. I can't speak. So anyway, what's in the podcast then?
Okay, I'll bet where we set up the day, so that was a bit of fun.
Yep.
Then Tony Gale and Tony Cotty came in. A little bit of Tony's story there, a little anecdote from him.
Yep.
Amusing. Martin Kellner, we had a nice chat with him. He did a bit of sport on TV. Andy Smart played a new Peter O'Sullivan game with us.
He joined in, yeah.
Listen, seemed to enjoy. We second bit where we got together, we did a few bits with Martin and Andy together, the four of us. And then finally, Helen Chamberlain.
Yeah, great to hear from Helen.
Nice interview with her. And then Polly.
Yeah, some tips.
Some tips, actually,
for the rest of the afternoon. So you'll find out whether our tipster, Polly Power and Andy Smart, were on the money or not. So here it all is. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. And I had such a poor day punting yesterday. I've decided I'm not listening to any experts whatsoever. It's Omen Day here on the show. And I'm letting Sockley pick my horses for today. So here he goes.
Sockley's doing the first horse.
Hovering over it. And he's going with Melon.
Melon's got a chance.
Melon. So Sockley's gone with Melon. Well done.
And he's holding. He's got Sockley Park, his puppet pal, wearing tweeds. And Sockley's holding a pen, and he is doing the old pin stickers.
That's right, yeah, absolutely.
So you're on Melon, yeah?
Honestly, yesterday was so desperate. John and I, we decided to turn to the 4:46 dog race at Bellevue in Manchester.
Yeah.
And blow me, we had a winner. Burning Rubber came in.
So that was, I thought it was a bit vulgar that you went off course while racing was... I mean, somebody said to me yesterday, said, I'm having no joy here. He said, what we need now is a little dirty race at Sedgefield. Because it is seen as bad form,
honestly,
isn't it? There you are at the...
It's bad. I mean, we've got so desperate that we decided... We're sitting at table 19 at breakfast. That's our form guy. We're lumping on horse 19 in
the
race.
We're not. Please gamble responsibly. We're not lumping on anything. We will tell you, though, in the second race this afternoon, if your team, if there's any Villa fans or Norwich fans or others maybe feel that they're in jeopardy or any division feel like they're in jeopardy, there's a horse called Relegate that has a chance.
Oh, good.
So if you want to take the edge off, things not going particularly well for your club and maybe winning a few quid on Relegate, that may be one that Paddy Power tips up in a few moments' time. We'll be catching up with him shortly.
Now, of course, very much the coronavirus is very much on people's minds. And of course, racing may well be in doubt for tomorrow. We're going to find out later. But there have been some strange hand-washing situations here. And you saw yesterday a woman gelling her hands while still
wearing leather gloves. It was actually a picture, to be fair, to the Telegraph's photographer. She was wearing leather gloves. And she was using the hand gel over the gloves. That's what you call belt and braces,
that
isn't
really
it?
It really is,
that's
honestly.
Fantastic.
But it's pointless. You wash, it's not pointless because you've got to do it, but you wash your hands here at Cheltenham. And as soon as you come out the toilet, somebody shakes your hand. So then you have to go back in the loo again and do it again. So it's quite a
constant battle, isn't it?
I don't know if Gordon Davis is here today, but...
the former Man City, Wales and Fulham frontman.
And pest controller, more importantly.
Went into the world of pest control. I think he sold the business.
I'm wearing this jacket today and I've discovered the moth's got to it.
Oh, the moth's got to it.
Now look at it, it's all moth-eaten. I didn't even realise when I put it on.
It gives it character, though.
Oh, very much so,
You look
fantastic.
It's a good look.
And a very good incident last night. When I say very good, it was actually quite depressing for me. We were in a restaurant and As we're leaving, we paid the bill as we're leaving, I get out, and this bloke at the next table calls me over and he says, excuse me, he said, I've been looking at you three.
He was trying to work out the dynamic of the three of us eating, me, you and the producer.
He said, are you grandfather, father and son?
Oh, what a joy was.
Thanks very much, mate.
That was
mate.
Fantastic.
That's really tremendous.
Good old boy. Yeah, granddad Jacob.
Honestly.
And John's our son now.
Yeah, I know, well, he is. He is like our son.
Yeah, but that was, did you like that, Andy? Did you take that well?
I took it very well. No, I didn't actually. Yeah. I absolutely
we should say,
hammered him.
We didn't get a freebie, we paid for it, but we give a mention to
lovely.
We went to this restaurant called the Coconut Tree, recommended
very nice.
By someone who lives in the city, in the town, and it was sensational, wasn't it?
Sensational.
Sri Lankan street food.
Very nice.
Sensational. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I think there were listeners, the guys there, so thank you very much, and have a great afternoon.
I have actually had a word with the clerk of the course here, because I'm bringing in a new rule for next year.
Yeah.
Anyone who wears shoes without socks should be banned from the course for life.
Well, Gold Cup Day is very much shoes without socks.
I'm not happy about it at all.
I think
it's really quite poor. And Admiral Wristband, the man on the door here, he's very, very diligent. He won't let you in without a wristband. But he struck again yesterday when John popped out for 2 minutes. And when he came back, he'd forgotten him. So he had absolutely no facial recognition.
We've decided we're going to buy a racehorse, me, you and the producer. If the lottery comes up or something, they've got the sales. They've got sales tonight in the parade ring.
Or Mellon comes in the first race.
Yeah, Mellon and Sockley are one in. So Sockley can be in on it.
Yeah.
And we'll buy a horse called Captain Wristband.
Why not?
And we'll be back at Cheltenham as owners.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Joining us in the Paddy Power Box are Tony Gow and Tony Cotty, West Ham legends, of course.
Should we play behind closed doors? Should we suspend it? I've heard different opinions all week. What do you guys think?
Football's for the fans, Andy. That's the thing, isn't it? You know, and without the fans, you know, funny enough, on a different circumstances, but many, many years ago, West Ham played behind closed doors against Castilla back in 1980. There was crowd trouble.
Yeah.
And the official attendance was 262, and it was played. And West Ham actually beat them and went through. But
that was the best game they ever played.
We had a chat with Alvin Martin about it.
He
last
played
week.
In that
he
game.
Played, yeah. And he's telling us. He told us that. The one of the directors came down.
The chairman
said, would you mind curtailing the swearing? Some of the board members' wives are offended. And John Lyle told him to off.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
We're talking to Martin Kellner at the
moment. Yes,
hello,
very
Martin.
Good afternoon to you boys. Marvellous to be here.
That's our last beautiful. What time is it? Is it?
It's 2:10.
Okay.
Nearly. It's the 2:10 race.
Lovely to see tremendous. You as always.
I backed a winner on the first day. Right. Because that's what you're going to ask me, wasn't it?
Yes.
I backed Put the Kettle On, which was Bruce Millington's tip.
Yes, that's
Bruce
right.
Bruce has done really
well. He has.
It's all right, you can take the music off now.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. I haven't got it done. It's bubbling under for about 6 weeks. We're okay, thank you.
I thought it's got quite... I mean, I obviously watched it on the TV on the first. I've only come today for you boys. But I watched it on the TV on the first day.
Yeah.
And... Aidan Coleman, who was riding that horse, and obviously I was saluting him because I'd put money on it as well.
Yeah.
As he's sort of... They always do that interview, which is sometimes quite embarrassing, with the winning jockey. Mm. You know, they've just gone about 4 miles over fences.
It's quite tiring, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a fairly tiring sport, I'm told. You know, staying on the horse and all that. It's difficult. They always do, you know, they put the microphone in the face and do the interview. Mick Fitzgerald was doing the interview with Aidan Coleman. And then there were the photographers, you know, from the racing press and everything. They were all lined up taking the pictures. And Mick Fitzgerald says, well... Those are the pictures you'll be seeing on the front pages of the papers tomorrow morning. And I thought, no, you won't. I said, you've got coronavirus, you've got the budget, you've got Harvey Weinstein, you've got all that happening. They're not going to put a picture of Aidan Coleman on the front page.
It's going to be a hell of a story.
They want a new editor if they're putting Aidan Coleman. Yeah. But anyway,
if he got off the horse and he started coughing, they might possibly...
Don't talk about that. Several people have been trying to persuade me not to come. I don't know what's tomorrow, you know, because as you know, I'm a member of the senior audience, Andy.
Yeah, yes.
And we're in what they call the high risk group.
Yes.
Okay. I also read a couple of other things that I'm in the high risk group for. It's pretty well everything.
Yes, let's be honest.
So it's hardly worth getting out of bed in the morning. But I came down here and I walked from the station to here. That's what I've done. You know, for death and disease. And I did that because there was a huge queue for the taxis. And I thought, I'm not going to stand in this queue and have people coughing on the back of my neck. So I walked here all the way from the station.
Not from Leeds.
I was prepared to sanitise the back of your neck. I was ready to go.
Might dry it out. So you've been watching it all unfold.
I've been watching it all unfold on the telly. I like the thing they do called Jargon Busters. Mm. Ed Chamberlain explains to you how it works.
Yeah.
Now, on the first day, we had demystifying the lifetime of a racehorse.
Yeah.
First question was, is it fair?
That sounds like a Picasso painting, doesn't it?
It does. Yes, that would be rather good, though.
Yeah.
First question was, is it fair to ask horses to race? Guess what the answer was?
I'm guessing they went with yes.
Yes, they did. Bizarrely.
Believe it or not, this is live radio. I think I've got a call from Frank Skinner.
Frank's calling you now. Does he know what? No, not
hello? Well, yes, we are, Frank. We're on air.
We're live.
Send
Frank.
Him out, best. How's he doing?
Oh, really?
Right.
All right. I'll call you back.
Yeah, we'll call you back. Call you Frank. We're back. On
okay,
air.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. Fantastic. So,
is he all right?
Yeah, he's just calling me about something. I don't know. Yeah, he said it's. I don't know. It might be serious. I've got.
Oh, blimey!
Back.
Okay.
Oh, blimey! Right. What are you calling about? Racehorses love racing.
Yeah.
We were informed. It's in their DNA. So we got the vet's perspective, who said, "Yeah, fine, go ahead." And then we got the jockey's perspective, Tom Scudamore, who said they're bred, the will to win is bred into them.
Yeah.
So I was wishing that, you know, maybe West Ham could do the same. I don't know what the breeding involves, but, you know, maybe...
You'd like a team of players with the will to win bred into them.
So right. Maybe Billy Bonds finds somebody who's...
Don't you get that with the kind of the offspring, maybe, of...
You do occasionally, Well, obviously, right. You know, we've had Alvin Martin's lad.
Yeah, lad, that's right, season. That's true.
But weren't there two? Who were the tennis players? Chris Evert and was it John Lloyd she was married to?
No, yeah. Jimmy Connors.
Jimmy Connors? No, she was married to John Lloyd.
John Lloyd and
Chris Evert.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's right. The lad's right.
Oh, yeah. I used to play tennis next to them at the next court at David Lloyd Club. They were quite good, in fact, a lot better than me.
Yes, I'm surprised about that, Andy. It's
that's kind of a massive shock.
The other thing, I came down on the... While Paul checks that, I came...
He's fact-checking.
Well,
he's very much a fact-checker.
He was married to Jimmy Connors as well.
That sounded rude.
Well, they were engaged, weren't they?
Yes.
They never got married. Yes. But she did get married to John Lloyd.
I think she did.
Yeah, she did. I'm absolutely positive.
Great on-air discussion about whether...
They broke off their engagement.
Who? Chris Evert and John Lloyd?
Not recent, though. No, not... Leave John Lloyd out of it. Jimmy Connors. Anyway, who cares? It happened in 1974. Yes. Now, water under the bridge.
You want to know about my train journey down, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, we do, yeah.
Yes. I've got lots of stuff I've watched on TV, but I can do that later.
Of course, you get a chance.
Come back tomorrow.
Yeah. on the way down, I came down from Sheffield, right? So the train stops at Sheffield, Derby, Tamworth, Birmingham New Street, into Cheltenham.
Yeah.
And it's such a male event, Cheltenham. It's a
phenomenally
male event. But, you know, the train was absolutely packed with lads. And I use the word advisedly, you know, it's lads. Because I'm at home with four women, you know, I've got three daughters and a wife as well.
Yeah.
And so I'm sort of very, very careful of being deliberately woke all the time.
Right.
On this train, you know, sometimes they say, well,
wasn't a very woke environment, is what
you're
saying.
Not at all. When they said, you know, when they cancelled ITV years ago, the late Benny Hill, when they cancelled his show, they said, there's no audience for that kind of thing anymore. Mm. Well, I've got news for them. There is. They were all on the train from Birmingham down here to Cheltenham Spur. When lads get together, you know, the rest of, I'm sure when they're at home with their wives, they're very, very careful.
Yeah.
And they certainly wouldn't be doing sort of comedy Chinese accents.
No.
But on the train...
Apparently it was really...
I know, but that audience is still there.
But you often get it on a Thursday for some reason.
Is it just Thursday that's the
work out that Cheltenham was a mixture of posh, Irish, and people who look like they've just been released from prison. That's it, basically.
That's fantastic. So apparently only three categories. Nobody else falls in.
That sounds like a handy guide to your Cheltenham crowd.
They've got a parcel wrapped in brown paper under their arm that literally comes straight from being released, as far
very
as
much so, yeah.
Did you know a racehorse's heart can pump 240 litres of blood per minute?
Of course I did.
I didn't. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was on...
amazing.
Fact, yeah.
That was on the ITV, a guide to demystifying the racing.
Yeah.
The Two Ten has started.
It has. Yes. It's very much underway.
I'm on Cire de Beau.
Cire de Belay.
Cire de Belay.
Yeah, that's right.
That?
Yeah, what number along with that? Andy Smart, of course.
Yes. So number one. It's not in the frame at the moment.
We have been bringing you the 210 this week, but we're going to bring you the 250 instead, and of course the Paddy Power race at 3:30 as well.
Yeah.
So
no sign of wrapper. I'm
what
afraid.
Else? I mean, you can tell us. We've got just a moment or so, Mike. Anything else that you've done the work? Anything else you've watched on TV?
Yeah. Well, watch out because there are two programs. One's called Hall or Nothing.
Yeah.
And that's the story of Georgia Hall. You know, Georgia Hall, the golfer. She was Junior Sportswoman of the World in 2018.
Wow.
Very good golfer. Woman's golfer, but she was explaining why she's called Georgia, and it was basically because her dad, who was a keen golf fan, was watching the Masters.
Yeah.
Obviously the Masters comes from Georgia.
Yes.
She was born that year, 1996, when he
she
was
could have been called Augusta.
She could have been called Augusta
or Green Jacket.
She could have been called Shinnecock Hills if the race, because that is a course.
That's
a real course. I'm not making it up.
No, we knew that.
Yeah, we knew,
otherwise we wouldn't have laughed.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's politeness, isn't it?
No.
I've got a guest in the studio. I always say, well, that's fascinating, when it's not even the slightest bit fascinating, as all my Malaysian fans will tell you.
The tricks of the trade away.
Yeah.
Oh, they're coming up. Actually, Rapper is in the phrase. Third at the moment.
Really, is he? Okay, we'll come on Rapper, because whoever gave me that tip.
Oh, no, he's leading. Rapper is in the lead.
Well, Rapper's go on, Rapper.
Go on, Rapper.
What about this?
It looks like they've just crossed the Melling Road, but that can't be possible.
He's going to start. If I've put money on him, he's going to start moonwalking any second. It's only a matter of time before he finds the only little spot of quicksand at Cheltenham. Really, the way things have been going.
Well, just one tip on the TV. If you're a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles, there's a program on Netflix all about the Philadelphia Eagles, which is called All or Nothing.
Right.
The one about Georgia Hall is called Hall or Nothing.
Don't get confused.
You could get mixed up.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be watching completely the wrong program.
The Tottenham documentary, which is on next year from Amazon, is called All or Nothing, or possibly now just Nothing. They may be renaming it.
I have no idea what's going on there.
Another very exciting finish to the race.
Exciting finish,
bring you it? The SP.
They always take the numbers away. Just shortly.
Cire de Belay has won it.
You, brilliant.
Martin, you and Andy Smart
Andy
are in
Smart.
The money.
Yeah, we're so pleased for you.
Yeah. Thank you. I like to follow
second
the
winner of the afternoon. Look at
oh,
him.
No. Look at him.
Amazing. Makes me sick, he does.
He's smiling even more with those new teeth of his. Look at him.
He
like Simon Cowell.
Makes me. Yeah. Oh,
those are fantastic teeth he's got.
Why do I never trust him? Tomorrow I'm going to trust him to the last.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Joining us now, Cheltenham's top tipster.
Oh, what a week he's having.
It is. Comedian, ball runner, comedy store player, Cresta runner, Farnborough fan, cheese chaser, up and down. It is Andy Smart. Andy.
Hello, boys.
Now, there was one day last year at the festival that I followed you all the way and you had a stinker.
I did.
So I thought, I love Andy, but I won't always religiously follow him. My goodness, I wish I had the last 3 days. You have been on fire.
I know. Especially on the first two races each day. I've had, and today I've had Sam Crowe and Sidebole.
Wow.
So that is a 10 to 1.
So look, I said I wasn't going to have another flood. And you say in the next race, Frodon is your name.
Well, if you remember, I tipped Frodon last year just before the race, the same race. Brian, he just picked it up and threw it over the line. So I hope she does that again today. I think she's.
And it's in Aplutar. We spoke to Mick Fitzgerald on Monday. He's massively keen on this horse, Rachel Blackmore. So you got two great women jockeys, jockeys, great. We should point out after our chat the other day, when Rachel Blackmore and Bryony Foss going head-to-head. And the sandwich there is Min, which is a fantastic horse as well.
He's run very well at festivals over the last 4 years, So we've all got a chance.
I've had it. I'm out now.
I
set myself a target for the week, and I've already lost it, so that's the
I've just somehow, I cannot, I know it's cursed, so you can enjoy it, but when this loses...
I'll still find some money for Frodo, don't worry about it.
My last fiver, not my last fiver, but I found an extra fiver for Frodon and just about press go on my Paddy Power account because I cannot not back you because of the week you've had. So it's done, Andy. Watch it lose now. Just boxed you.
Shishkin got me off to a great start.
I had that as well.
You kept your nerve because Shishkin on Monday, everybody was saying, I won't like the going, it's too wet. That's the end of that. It started to drift in the market.
I know, but it was, if you've seen it run the last race at Huntingdon and Newbury, its last two races, it won with so much to spare. It was like just trotting in.
Yeah.
And was still going away from the others. So I just thought, oh, it's got to win. So
since we last saw you, you said you were doing this. It was postponed. You and Marcus Brigstock, fellow comedian, did the Cresta Run.
We did.
Didn't you? For those that don't know what it is, just tell us.
It's the oldest bobsleigh run in the world. It was invented by crazy English aristocrats back in the 1870s. And it's a very fast track, and you go down. The morning we did it, it was quite warm, so we had to go down on American sleds, which basically the sort of sled that you see in the park. Yeah. But you're going down a proper bobsleigh run, and you go down head first. Your chin's about 2 inches off the ice.
Wow!
And when you come out of shuttlecock, you hit stream. You take a right turn, and then there's about a 500-yard straight track. And you're just going, you get up to about 60, 70 miles an hour, and then you go through two more bends, which is like going through a washing machine. And then you sort of hurtle around this corner, and there's a little French guy who sort of stops you, grabs you.
Wow.
As you're going on the upslope. And then you get it back in a van, and you take you and the sled back up, and you do it again.
Blimey. If you want to see it, Andy's Facebook page, you put a little video.
Have you done it like a point of view run? So
They film you. So it's they put the three runs together and made it into one run. But going around shuttlecock was the hardest bit, and because there's no bank to it like a normal bobsleigh track.
Yeah.
And if you come off at shuttlecock, then you become a member of the shuttlecock club, and you get to wear a tie.
Right.
And of course,
probably you get back brace as well. I would imagine.
Well, that's where most of the injuries are. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I managed to get through it all three runs, and so I'm not a member. And I was actually thinking of coming off at shuttlecock just to now, get the tie.
Every year with you, we play the Peter O'Sullivan game, where we basically commentate on whatever you've seen.
Yeah.
But we've decided a new version of it this year.
Right. Okay.
It's Peter O'Sullivan commentates to lyrics of famous songs.
I don't know why we started doing it. We started doing it just earlier on. We were listening. Whenever you enter the Cheltenham.
That's all you can hear. Actually.
So we were wondering if Peter O'Sullivan had made an album, but. Yeah. The style of his commentaries,
fantastic.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. They're like, yeah, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I'll teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings. You get the idea. Right.
And it's an old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's black fly in your Chardonnay. It's death row pardon. 2 minutes too late. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Yeah, it would be good, wouldn't it? Peter O'Sullivan sings all that long, long time ago. I can still remember. Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove the Chevy to the leather. I mean, it would get a bit irritating. Mean, as you're proving,
it'd be a great album.
Yeah, it would be irritating.
Irritating.
Sadly, are you prepared to have a go?
I'll have a go,
okay.
As a great improviser.
Knees up, Mother Brown. Knees up, Mother Brown. Under the table, you must go. You get the idea of that. You want to give it to any song you like.
Pretty women out walking with gorillas up my street. Is she really going out with him? Is she?
I believe she is. Oh, no. Fantastic.
I hear that trainer coming. It's coming round the bend.
Yeah.
So look, I'm sunshine since I don't know when.
Andy Smart has had an incredible week's punting, and so he says Frodon. You say you tell
I'm
us Frodon.
Frodon and Paisley Park. They're the
okay, they're the
okay.
Orleans of the day.
I'll do that
so,
as a double.
Fantastic.
I don't know why. I've just said I'm not betting anymore.
Yeah.
Now I've cursed.
You're going to join us. You'll be popping in tomorrow as well.
Aren't
you?
Yeah.
You're here for Gold Cup Day. Fingers crossed. All's racing is on. We await this decision from this Cobra meeting this afternoon. We could see all sporting events potentially cancelled at some point. There is a touch of concern here, and obviously,
elsewhere. Yeah, unfortunately, we've just lost the Altitude Festival to
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which, big comedy festival.
Up in the Alps in Austria, and Austria have now closed all their venues, so we can't go.
Wow.
So that's a real shame.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
We're in the company of two friends of the show joining us this afternoon, Andy Smart and Martin Kellner. And Andy, you've got some stuff, haven't you?
Well, I have. I mean, because we finally managed to bock Andy's streak by.
Yeah, I do apologise, mate. I just ruined your chances, and I took Martin with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the bloke who's not tipped a loser all week suddenly did as soon as I got on it.
One of the things Andy's not only brilliant at tipping, but one of the things he's done over the years at Cheltenham is he's been the perennial winner of Redder's Face of the Week.
Yeah.
He said, tremendous. You're very proud of it. He gets the trophy and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But I think this week you've got a bit of competition.
Oh,
John
wow.
took a photo yesterday.
We saw a guy yesterday.
Yeah. And, of course, our own Sockley.
From Willy Wonka.
Sockley's in. I think could win.
Sockley has got the... I don't know.
Andy or Sockley.
Second to that.
No, I think it's still Andy.
Yeah,
I think it is.
He looked like a very red-faced Nigel Farage, that guy yesterday. Yeah, right. I remember that was quite incredible, wasn't it? Yeah.
I've just had a notification from the Royal Academy. I've been rejected once again for the summer exhibition.
Oh, what did you send in some of your fine
work? I sent
in
some of my work, yes.
They don't understand, do they?
Gutted. Yeah. Me, Harry Hill, he's been rejected.
Has he? How do you know?
He put a thing on Instagram, yes.
So they've knocked him back as well?
Knocked him back. And
so I don't feel too bad.
No, I don't. You know, some of the greatest artists have been knocked back by
them. Have they?
Yeah.
Well, name some.
Arthur Craven, the famous Dadaist, was constantly rejected by them.
Arthur who?
Craven.
Arthur Craven.
Yeah, he was a great man. He was a Dadaist who decided in the 20s, after the First World War, he actually fought the heavyweight champion of the world in Paris.
Wow.
As a piece of art and got knocked out within 3 seconds.
I'd have put that.
You see, I don't know much about art, but I know what I like.
20,000 people turned up to watch him get knocked out.
How old was it? Was it very much a catchweight? How big or old was Arthur at this stage?
He was a young man. He was very fit. He was about six foot four.
Oh, so he had a puncher's chance.
Yeah, he had a chance. Yeah. That's why they let him get in the ring with him.
Yeah, next year's entry, I'm just going to let Deontay Wilder knock me out. Sparko.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm in.
Might have a fighting chance. Based
that would be an installation. It'd be a good piece. That.
Yeah, that would be good. We could just film it slow mo, super slow.
You know, there's a couple of Talk Sport listeners out there saying, hey, they're talking about Dadaist song. Quick, switch up a bit. I don't want to miss this.
Earlier in the show, I reported that my jacket was ravaged by moths.
Oh. Yeah.
And one of the listeners that volunteered, actually one of the listeners that came along at Christmas.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
What's he going to do?
It's Steve Morris. He said, I attended the Christmas show with my wife, Georgie. I was dismayed to hear your moth-damaged jacket. I'm a pest control technician who will be very happy to help out if you feel you have an
issue.
It's
a bit late now. That, I mean, the moth has bolted. What's he going to do? He's not going to bring it back.
On the south coast now.
Like a moth hunter. You can see that on Netflix, can't you?
Handcuffed.
Moth hunter. Bring it back to bring it to justice and say, look what you did to Andy's jacket. Fantastic.
Last night after racing, we went to the Paddy Power House for the Paddy Power party.
Yeah. You'll hear from Helen Chamberlain later on. Yeah.
Yes, and over there and to the right, you'll see Paddy's friend Rob.
He's lethal.
He's lethal. He's a very, very funny man, but he's lethal.
When he's had a drink, he's lethal. They wanted a zoo format. They wanted a little bit of noise, a little bit of atmosphere. Yeah. Man, did they get more than they
Yeah, well, the director said, I want you all to join in. I want you all to look like you're really enjoying yourselves and everything. We're dressed in suits. We look ridiculous, really, in the back. And Paddy's mates were, one of them sort of terrible expletive that came out really loud. The other, Rob, he started grabbing one of the TV lights and shaking
it. It was like shaking, so it looked like Cream's last gig at the Albert Hall. It all got very kind of cosmic.
But there was a wonderful moment when the director walked past him and he went, you're killing me.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
You wanted a zoo format, mate?
You got it, mate.
You got a proper zoo. Thank you, boys.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
We went off to watch the recording of the Paddy Power Facebook show they've been doing all this week.
Yes.
Different guests, various guests popping up. Absolutely. And the host of the show is Helen Chamberlain.
Brilliant.
Of Soccer AN fame. We hadn't seen Helen for a while. So we popped along to say hello, and this is what happened.
Now, we're shocked. We've turned up to the recording of Paddy's show tonight, and Helen is in a... Well, a Liverpool FA Cup suit, the iconic light white suits, cream suits. It's not really white. It's not really white. Well, it's not really white. I always thought it was a white suit. It's more cream, isn't it?
You just explain to me, what the hell is light white anyway? Lighter, can you check?
Yeah, I used to work for Dulux. That's what it is.
It's classically Armani of its time.
It is. The lapels. And you're going to have to tell us again, I'm afraid. You've got to tell the listeners again, because you've just told us.
Yeah.
But... Jason McAteer is doing the show tonight, and that is Jason's suit, isn't it? It's not a rip-off, it's the real thing.
You've seen it. His name is in the inside label.
Yeah.
About 15 years ago, Jason guest on Soccer AM. He's been a regular for years, and we asked him to bring the suit for some terrible gag or another.
Yeah.
Somebody just walked on selling ice creams and walked off again. As Jason was leaving the studio, I said, "Oh, Jason, your suit." Picked it up off the floor, your suit. He literally took two steps, looked over his shoulder and went, "Oh, keep it." And I thought, well, what does he mean? Does he mean to sort of keep it in the Soccer AM props cupboard? I know what the Soccer AM props cupboard looks like. You know those hoarders' houses that you've got to climb over
Mr.
things?
Trebus. Remember that old show, right? Yeah. Life of Grime.
The Soccer AM props cupboard, that's what it looked like. So I thought, I can't let this iconic piece of history just be lost forever in the Soccer AM. So I took it home and I've kind of looked after it and treasured it ever since. So this is day three of Paddy's house party. Driving home last night, the bulb went off. I went, oh, wait a minute, I've got a suit.
So was it to hand? Did you know exactly where it was?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's spotless.
It's still in the bag. It's still in the Armani bag, the zip-up bag that it came in. It's still on the
Armani.
Never
been dried, cleaned? No, far as you know, not from your end.
My house is old, and it lives in the back bedroom, so it smells a little bit like it's come out of a very old Fausti charity shop. You know, it's that kind of odour to it, in the back of the wardrobe.
Have you ever had it on since? You had
to
put
I've
it
never
in
worn, I've never worn put it on. I've never worn it. Right. But I just thought, for some cheap yucks tonight, I'll just put it on.
Was he pleased to see it when he came in? Did it all come back to him or not?
It kind of did. It's a mixture of like, oh my God, look at it. Oh my God, I remember that day. Oh my God, because they lost.
Yeah, of course.
And I think
the
most insulting thing was Sir Alex Ferguson, his quote saying, "I knew we'd beat them as soon as I saw the suits." I just think, what a, you know, to have to read that as any association with Liverpool.
Because it was more than this, it was a kind of an era defining view of the club, wasn't it? That's
absolutely
what they said.
The Spice Boys, thing that actually the players hated, themselves hated. It was the start of when the media was starting to pap footballers out and about. That was the start of it. And yeah, I remember every single one of them that I've spoken to said, "We hated it. We hated the whole thing." And they all hate the suits.
It really suits you. That's what's the mad thing about it.
It looks good.
It's actually not a bad fit. I mean, all right, it doesn't fit me around the middle. And Jason, as soon as I walked in, he said, "Let me see if it still fits me." And he put the jacket on. But he just went, the whole thing was terribly tailored. But it's Armani, of course it's not. Yeah, I love it.
So, Helen, you are here in Cheltenham at the Paddy Powerhouse, and you're presenting a TV show every night.
Yeah, it goes live on the Paddy Power Facebook page. So the thing, but what shocks me is I'm used to Saturday morning television. People are swearing in here. There's cussing all over the place.
It would be Paddy.
It's really good fun. I have a very loose script. We work really hard on the script, and then as soon as we go on air, we kind of just throw it out the window, because probably like you guys, you drift off somewhere and never come back again.
So you're still getting to games, Helen, much?
I don't... Not as much as I used to, yeah. But it's my own fault. I live on a small holding and I filled it up with animals. I've got about 100 animals. And I've got 5 dogs, 2 hate each other and 1's epileptic. It's quite an ordeal to leave the house at all these days. So I just go when I can.
So are you going home after every show then? Or are you, what are you doing? Are you sort of...
I'm driving back.
Oh, you're going back?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
I've got 2 friends who've been dog-sitting houses. They're doing like a 14-hour day looking up. And they're sending me updates going, the sheep ate all their food. The Shetland pony is lying down. Is this normal? All right, well, if she eats some food, yes. If she doesn't, call the vet. So these people are looking after the smallholder. Wow. I know my life took a right turn into... most of the animals are rescued, so things just turn up.
What did you do soccer AM for in the end?
It was nearly 23 years. How long have you been doing this?
20 years. Nearly 20 years, yeah.
20 years. I love you guys so much. I sent a car back because I couldn't get you guys on the radio, don't you?
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. And I don't want to do that, but it was... I did that one huge purchase of my life. I bought an Aston Martin DB9, got down the road, it wouldn't tune in to you guys. I had the engine noise. This is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
The singing that we haven't referenced.
Bringing us back to the 90s.
So I sent it back to Aston Martin with saying, I can't get Hawksby and Jacobs, so I don't want the car. And they had to take a chip out and do something so I could get you guys.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's so sweet.
Brilliant. Well, that's the best praise we've ever had.
That is the best thing that's ever been
Martin,
said.
Aston Martin, for goodness sake.
Love you guys. Love you.
Well, lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you.
Are you going
to
start singing now?
We might do, yeah, we might join them. That's a youthful guitar player we got there.
Yeah, he's
very good.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Andy Smart has rejoined us. Comedy Store player, top tipster really until the last 2 races.
Yeah, that's what we've got on them.
But Andy, for the remainder of the day, I mean, you are. What about the next race?
We ought to say that, yes. Judging this will be our parrot-based expert.
Yeah.
Polly Powell.
This is because they've just been doing some research in Australia, actually in New Zealand, and they found out that birds, parrots specifically, are very good at predicting things.
Odds. They can work out the odds.
They work out the odds on stuff. They'll look at, it's normally around 2 pots of food. They can work out the odds on it. And so we've got Polly Power.
It's
a green parrot, of course.
Of course it is, yeah. It has to be a green parrot. Old Grange Wood, I think you favour in the next race.
Yeah, Old Grange Wood and Simply the Bets. They're the two that I'd fancy in the next one.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, what does Polly make of that? Should we try and find out? Broad.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah, that little screech at the end.
Sure, she's
broadly in agreement.
I thought she was laughing at him there, really.
No, I think Simply the Vets was laughed, and then the Old Grange Wood got the okay there.
Yes.
Oh, that's good, really. What about the 6th race?
It's got to be Manila Melody in that one.
Manila Melody, again, Polly.
She seems exceptionally excited about that one.
Knows the connections and says, thumbs up.
Oh, that's
thumbs
good.
Thumbs up. Andy, it's looking pretty good for you.
Yeah.
So far. And in the last, should we see what's going on?
In the last race, I'm going for an old favourite that's run here many, many times, the Young Master.
Right.
Each way.
The Young Master, each way.
Each way, Young
Master. Okay, let's see what Polly makes of that.
Win only.
Front view. Fancy's front view. The favourite 9-2.
Oh, right.
Polly, but there.
Yeah. That's got every chance.
So a difference of opinion there.
Yeah,
well, I think for the first time.
We'll see how Polly turns out.
That's right. Yeah, we will. Tremendous. That's right. Well, Sockley Park nearly had his first win of this afternoon on Mellon.
Still looking very down.
That was a very, very dramatic moment.
He is looking very depressed.
He's so depressed. He hasn't spoken to me all afternoon.
I can tell he does look very sad. He looks very down.
He's trying to remember everything for next Monday.
So after the Cresta run, and we mentioned earlier on, you've done ball running, comedy store playing. Well, that's not a kind of adrenaline sport, I suppose, but it is.
It is. It gets the adrenaline.
Cheese chasing, upwards and downers for Trove Tuesday football. Yeah. What exhilarating things are left for you to do?
Well, the next one, I think, is going to be swimming with the sharks in South Africa.
Really?
Yeah.
Without a cage, probably.
Yeah, just the chain mail one. Yeah.
That's, you going to give that a go?
I'd love to, yeah. That's the next one, yeah.
A couple of steaks in each pocket.
Yeah, that's Well, we are going to see you tomorrow, aren't we?
I think so, yes. Oh, really? Yes, definitely.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
So there we are. That was this afternoon's show from day three at the Cheltenham Festival. We'll be back here, God willing, tomorrow.
Or coming to you from our hotel.
Yeah, we don't quite know yet, but hopefully racing will go ahead. We've not heard otherwise, but we'll bring you more tomorrow. Whatever happens, we'll bring you a podcast. So if you can join us from one, that would be great. If you can't, podcast will be available as always around 5 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.